What happens when you have arguably the best head of household of the season, but nobody respects you as a game player? You get Ava's head of household. And trust me, we will dive into why some of these players don't necessarily respect Ava's game and why a lot of what they're saying isn't right. We're going to be going over the Sunday episode and towards the end of the video, giving some spoilers and talking about who may be in trouble and who may be on the rise. Now, the first thing that I want to talk about is that this is the first time in a long time that I have watched an episode of Big Brother Live. Prior to the HOH, Ava, her edit was very thick. I mean, she had the whole long segment and she talked to the camera a couple more times, I believe, and it kind of made it obvious that she was going to win the head of household. I don't know if it was just obvious to me because I knew that she was going to win the head of household coming in. In your guys' opinion, do the editing team normally make it this obvious that a person is going to win the head of household? Because it seemed pretty obvious to me, even if I didn't know that Ava was going to win the head of household, that I could maybe piece it together from the edit. So once we get to this head of household competition, it's the classic HOH competition where you get it right, you move on, and then you pick two more people to compete against each other. Now, Zach and Riley, I haven't seen this game very much. The first thing Riley does after he's done playing is that he asks for volunteers. And after a while, Kelly and Zach finally volunteer, and Zach does the same thing. It's just bananas seeing that, because that's just not how the game goes. And it's so Big Brother 27, because these guys just play to the beat of their own drum. They don't do anything that's the norm of Big Brother. They like to do things differently, for better or worse, and most of the time it is for the worse. Nobody volunteered for Zach, and Zach ends up picking Morgan. Morgan gives a confessional like, "Zach, why would you pick me?" And you know, you could tell that she's trying to laugh it off and is like, "Oh, that silly boy," but deep down she's really mad about it, and she should be mad about it. She's going to have a real difficult week this week. I think not only for potentially being on the block, I think if she goes home, she's going to see that the man that she really was into is not into her. So it's going to be a rough week for Morgan. I mean, the man picked her to compete in this competition and she might be on the block. So Ava doesn't get picked throughout the entirety of the competition. And I think that shows how well she is position-wise, at least at the beginning of the week. No one is threatened by her, and she goes up against Will, who is one of her top allies. It looked like, you know, Will said in the confessional that he's like, "Make no mistake about it, I want to win this competition." But he rang in early before the video was done, and it looked like he kind of laughed it off or whatever. It almost looked like he threw it to Ava, which if he did, you know, cool, more power to him. If he actually did ring in early, it's like, come on, Will, you gotta try harder than that. Now, before Ava ends up winning the competition, after Zach and Riley are the ones asking for volunteers, Vince comes up to play and he wins. And the show has him give a confessional being like, "Do I just go after my two targets, or do I do what everybody else is doing and just ask for volunteers? It's really, really nerve-wracking." And then it just cuts to a commercial, and I thought that that was hilarious. But I think in all reality, Vince knew what he was doing. He ends up picking, I believe, Rachel and Ashley. I don't think that this was much of a think fest. So as they start discussing the nominations, it is apparent that Ava wants to shake up the house. She wants to do something different. She doesn't want to put up, you know, the same three people over and over again. So she wants to put up Zach, Vince, and Ashley. Unfortunately for Ava, Mickey is going to try and get in her ear as well as Will and say, "We can't do Ashley. We shouldn't do Ashley. We got to put Zach on the block." The thing is this is going to be not good for Ava's game, at least knowing what we know. Even if we didn't know what we knew, I still think Ashley probably would have been better for Ava's personal game here. The reason is because she wants to go after Ashley, but the reason that it's a little skeptical is because before these nominations even happened, Ava goes up to both Zach and Morgan and says that they're both good, and by the end of the week, Ava is going to nominate both Zach and Morgan. So this good position that she was in heading into the week, I think is going to be brought down a peg. The house perception of her is not the best. They all still think she's a floater, and the fact that she came in and said not going to be doing one-on-ones when she won her head of household, and she's only talking to Will and Mickey, I think gives everybody the impression that Mickey is controlling the head of household. So I think that they are more targeting Mickey than they are targeting Ava. I do gotta say, it is funny to watch Mickey spiral so hard, and especially overplay her hand so hard. She has been going hard all week, and she has been flip-flopping all week, and the fact that she has been going so hard to not get Ashley to hit the block, especially after A voted against her and B has been lying to her, and Mickey and Morgan, who are two people that are supposed to be close to each other, Mickey's also talking trash about her, and she's also trying to go to bat for her to keep her safe. And it's like, Mickey, I mean, you are playing the middle to a toxic degree where I think you're trying to keep people who have shown that they do not have your best interests at heart. It's just like when they're giving Vince the mastermind edit, the fact that they're giving Mickey this mastermind edit when she is playing clearly so sloppy on the feeds is just very funny to me, because I think at by this time in any traditional Big Brother season, I think there is kind of a clear mastermind, and there just isn't anybody like that this season. So when there's like an inch of some gameplay, they're going to drag it a mile. And I think that's what they're doing with Mickey this week. But don't get it twisted. She is flip-flopping all over the place. I think it's crazy that she would want to keep Ashley, and the fact that she's working with Ashley, especially after she doesn't vote for her in her favor. And I don't think she is super true to her overall. I think she's more true to Will, and I think she's more true to Rachel. And I don't think Rachel necessarily wants to work with Mickey either. The nominations were Zach, Vince, and Keanu. But there were a good chunk of things that happened on the live feeds, and we are going to be getting into those in this spoiler section. So if you don't want to be spoiled, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. But if you do want to listen to the spoilers, we are going to be getting into those in 3, 2, These nominations really pissed off Zach. You know, Ava says that she's not going to be doing any one-on-ones, but Zach took it upon himself to go up there and kind of be like, you know, why would you put me up? You know, I'm never going after you. And Ava really not giving Zach what he wanted. She would talk to him and she would stare at the ground and be like, well, you know, Zach, I just didn't think you trusted me. You know, it's fine if you didn't trust me, honestly, you know, and you can even put me up. And that's kind of been the biggest problem with Ava's HOH so far. You know, as it stands, we don't know if the veto's been used yet. And even if the veto gets used, I mean, the bar has been so on the floor for these head of households that I think even if the veto gets used and something crazy happens, Ava's head of household is still kind of leaps and bounds better than every other head of household we've had. But she needs to do a better job of explaining herself and also not going to the just the worst case scenario where she's like, you know, yeah, and you could put me on the block next week. Like, you don't need to go that far, because then they will put you on the block. I don't think that she's going to be a target coming out of this. A good chunk of these players don't believe that Ava made this move individually. They believe that Mickey is the person behind this move. So I do believe whoever stays kind of in that group of Vince, Zach, and Morgan, I think they are going to be targeting Mickey. Even though Zach originally thought that kind of Rachel was behind it, I do think that Mickey has jumped Rachel in the target order. That's good for Ava, but Ava should have done a better job of damage control. I'm curious to see how she's going to do nominations wise and damage control if the veto gets used and after Zach inevitably takes himself off the block. It's kind of crazy to me that Zach and Vince are two players that are ultimately disrespecting Ava's gameplay, saying that she couldn't have came up with this by herself. She's a nothing player. She doesn't deserve to put up players like us, when Ava not only put them on the block, but just a couple of weeks ago talked them out of doing a vote that was in their best interest to do. Ava is actively playing a better game than Zach and Vince. Don't get it twisted. She may sleep all day, but as of right now, she is playing a better game than both Zach and Vince. So a couple more quick hits. Morgan is in a really bad spot. She is going to be the replacement nominee. She will be going up in place of Zach once he uses his veto. Catherine actually wins the power of veto. You talk about just the randomness of this season. I mean, Ava wins head of household and Catherine wins the veto. I mean, how random is that? If Catherine gets talked into using the veto either on Vince or Keanu, you know, originally I thought maybe Vince is who she'd want to use it on, but after last night it seemed like more if she does use it, they would lean more towards her using it on Keanu instead outside of Vince. Morgan is going to probably be the target out of Vince or out of Keanu, which is absolutely wild. Because Mickey, you were supposed to have this mastermind edit. You were supposed to have the control of this head of household. You were supposed to be making the moves. And the fact that you slipped and you get Morgan, who I think even though you guys have some spats, I do think still is pro you. And the fact that you're allowing Ava to do this is crazy. And it is bad gameplay, and it's bad for you. Once Morgan hits the block, I do think that the sentiment that Mickey is controlling this head of household may shift a little bit back to Rachel, just because I think Morgan will be like, oh, Mickey would never want me to be put up, and Ava doesn't have a mind of her own, so it has to be Rachel. So I think that Rachel may be in trouble because of that, and Morgan and Rachel have had a fight where Morgan said, it's not that I don't like you, Rachel, I want you on the jury. I don't know what it is about like her and Mickey, but they actively say that to a good chunk of players where they're like, I want you on the jury. And I don't know if they think that that's like a compliment. That still means you want to vote that player out. Like, it's just a ludicrous thing to say. The gaming of these players is just very bad. Not impressed with Morgan and Mickey. Morgan, if she hits the block, I do believe she's the next one to go home. Even next to Keanu and Vince, who are two huge targets right now, Rachel is going to have to put in some legwork to actually, I think, convince people to vote for Vince instead of Morgan. But after that fight, she might just be more on the side of evicting Morgan. That's on you, Morgan. I mean, Vince and Keanu are two of the biggest targets in the house. You talked yourself into being evicted next to them. It's absolutely crazy work. The reason I don't think Rachel is going to be targeted more than Morgan coming out of this week is because Zach ends up having to do one of those competitions in the backyard, and Rachel volunteers to do it with him. And it's a 12 hours that she spends in uninterrupted with Zach, and they both talk game, and they both get to know each other better. And the fact that Rachel volunteers to do this with somebody who she's not that close with, that's active gameplay. That's something that I like to see. And it seems like she did get to Zach, even though Morgan gets put on the block. And it may seem like, okay, well, Mickey's not behind this, it was Rachel. It was actually a mix of both. And honestly, I think Ava just wanted to put Morgan on the block. Well, Ava can do things, right? I think this is going to be a season where none of these top targets or portrayed top game players are going to win the season. I think this is a floater season. You could see a Lauren win. You could see an Ava win. You could see a Will win. I think the likes of Morgan, Mickey, Rachel, Zach, Vince, they're going to have to do a lot of work and win that thing. Whereas all those players I just listed, I mean, they are in the shadows and there are tons of targets above them. I do think that this is going to be a season where a floater wins the game, and it could be Ava or it could be Rachel Riley winning for a second time. That's kind of where I stand as far as who the winners are. So the last time that I watched the feeds, it was people were talking to Kat and trying to convince her to use the power of veto. Ava wants it used on Zach, which would be hilarious and would be probably ultimately the worst case scenario for everybody involved, because she uses the veto on Zach and Zach gets to keep his $10,000 power. I don't think that it will be Zach, because I think Riley and Kat don't want to do that. Rachel wants her to use it on Keon. In my opinion, I would think Catherine and Riley would want to use the veto on Vince. I think it's probably pretty close between Vince and Keanu, but we'll see. We'll see what Catherine wants to do. It's going to be interesting to see what Ava does with that second renom. It's probably going to be Lauren. Could be Kelly as well. Maybe Ashley. If it's Keanu, Morgan, and Lauren, I don't think that this was the most ideal head of household for Ava. I would think that Catherine would want to use the power of veto on Vince, but likely probably gets convinced to use it on Keanu. Probably if Keanu gets taken down, it's going to be Morgan, Lauren, and Vince. So you still have three players from that side of the house. You're going to keep the Zach Vince duo together. Lauren's not going to go home, and you're going to be taking out Morgan. You'd know Morgan is probably more loyal to Zach and Vince, right? But the thing is, I think Morgan has voted more with the women than she has voted with the guys. Even though she's close with those guys, I do think that her vote and what she has done more has actively been more with the women. Although the perception is that Morgan is more with them and Morgan's more of a strong player, Zach is more tight with Lauren and Vince is more with Lauren. So those two are more with Lauren than they are with Morgan. I do think that losing Morgan this week, though a blow to them, no doubt, I do think that it is silly for the people that are pushing this so hard, because I do think that they are losing a number that can be convinced. Morgan is a flippy floppy player. Morgan, I think, likely goes home if she's on on the block next to anybody. I think if you got a Keanu Vince situation, Vince probably goes home, but it is close. If you have a Keanu Morgan situation, Morgan goes home. Ava's Head of Household, not great on paper, but still probably better than a lot of the people were also head of households this season. I do think she eliminates somebody I don't think was actively pro her. She gets to the end. I think she can explain how she did this and it wasn't Mickey's doing and how Mickey was actually flip-floppy. Those were some spoilers. The Sunday episode recap. Where are you guys sitting? Who's going home? Who do you have as a winner pick? I need to know. Leave it in the comment section down below. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Click the bell icon to get notified every single time I drop a new video. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day.